For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Well, I missed covering it on the day of, but November 30th was another day of fear and disinformation. National Methamphetamine Day, as proclaimed by President Bush. Here to talk about it is Brian C. Bennett.
It's something that, you know, I've been alive long enough to have been through quite a bit of it. The drug war is a large part of what the government has been doing in terms of being, shall we say, disingenuous at best concerning some of the information that they collect. The drug war is basically an exaggeration. A lot of the stuff that they're telling us, they're putting it in as horrible a light as they can to try and convince us that there's this big problem that we have to worry about and we need government intervention to handle. Bottom line on all of it was that we were lied to about so many different things over the last couple of decades, including the most recent one was the whole debacle in Iraq. But before that, the threat of how big a problem the commies were, and now, of course, the latest is methamphetamine. The latest methamphetamine epidemic that they're trying to scare us with is just part of a cycle of continuing things that they've done over and over again during the drug war over the past four decades. Today it's meth. Last week it was crack. Before that it was meth again. It's an unbelievable cycle.
They're trying to tout the fact that they've reduced methamphetamine use by some 29%, I guess, over the last 3 years. But the truth is, the real peak was in 1979. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I try to do is let people know the whole truth. If we look at all of the data that we have, it becomes a heck of a lot easier to see that we don't have anything to be afraid of. First off, hardly anyone will ever do meth. The government put out a study in September of 2006 saying that there were only 1.5 million people in America who were using meth in any given year, and less than 5% of our population have ever even tried meth. So we're all standing in line at the drugstore, signing for over-the-counter pills, getting our information put into a government database so that we can buy allergy pills in the name of preventing people from using meth because we have a scourge of methamphetamine use in our country. Well, the reality is we do not have a scourge of methamphetamine use in our country.
Well, for those who may not know, Brian has a website just chock full of information, government information.
Thank you. It's www.briancbennett.com, B-R-I-A-N-C-B-E-N-N-E-T-T. And like you said, there's an absolute wealth of information there, and I got every bit of it from the federal government. It's the absolute best information that they have.
A quick rule of thumb. If a drug warrior's lips are moving, he's lying. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.